morning, drivers. 27 minutes after, we're going to take a couple of more phone calls, get caught up on news here in just a minute. And it's great to have you along. This is May 31st, 2006, and we're live on the air with the Ask the Law program, brought to you as a public service by Alcoa Wheel Products, Midnight Trucking, and the Open Road Cafe. With us are R.J. Taylor from Old Blue USA, and also Senior Trooper Monty Dial from the Texas Highway Patrol. The information and answers to questions are up to date and can change without notice. So get on board. They're going to be on with us until 11 o'clock Eastern Time, 10 o'clock Central. Now, if you don't get in, I mean, don't worry. We're going to do this again tomorrow. And we're going to be back on board starting at 5 a.m. Central, 6 Eastern. And we're going to take up the entire day. So a lot of great questions coming in. Keep them coming, drivers. Again, 888-782-5966 is our phone number. Shirley in Kansas on line 6. Thanks for being patient with us. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Hey.
Hello there.
Hey, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, me and my husband have been asleep for 8 hours, and both of us drive. We wake up, and we're off 2 more hours, and then we get a dispatch, and he starts driving. Do I go back to the sleeper? Can I log that off duty? What do we do?
Well, Shirley, if, excuse me, you go any place other than the sleeper, you're going to be on duty, and the time is going to run on your 14-hour clock. So for you to be able to drive after your husband does, you have to go back into the sleeper.
So I get 20 hours of sleep or 20 hours off time?
If that's what it boils down to, yes.
Who's going to believe that, though? I mean, you know, it's impossible to stay back in the sleeper for 20 hours.
Unless you're real sick or something.
Got a question.
Yeah.
You got a TV back there?
Uh-huh, but, you know, that's like lying
watch,
on your log.
What?
No.
You can be in the sleeper watching Dr. Phil and still showing it. Can I say his name here?
Yes, you did.
Okay. And still be logging online, too.
Okay. Well, can I sit up there in the jump seat and not do anything?
Nope. You're out of the sleeper now.
Yeah, that's true. You're out of the sleeper.
See, a lot of people misunderstand. Just because you're in the sleeper berth doesn't mean that you have to be asleep. If both you and your husband are in there for 8 hours, then you take a 2-hour break. That resets the 11 and the 14.
Mm-hmm.
Your husband decides he wants to start driving. All you have to do is go back in the bunk. You can either read a book, crochet, watch TV, watch videos, whatever, and you can still log that as sleeper berth time.
Whack your husband in the back of the head.
It doesn't mean that you are back there sleeping just because you are logging sleeper berth time.
But it could amount to 20 hours, like she was saying at some point.
Okay. That's correct.
Okay. All right. But when she steps out of that sleeper berth and sits in that side seat,
now she is on duty, not driving.
She's on duty, not driving. Okay. Wow. Okay. That help you a little bit, Shirley?
Okay. Now, what if we stop? I get up.
That's fine. You can stop and get out, and you're going to go from line 2 to line 1. And then whenever the truck starts rolling again, you go from line 1 to line 2.
But this doesn't stop their 14.
But right. Her 14 hadn't even started yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Her 14 hadn't even started. Now, her husband's, yes, this is going to count against his 14.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand that, or vice versa. If I start driving...
Right.
But the other caller that you had on a while ago, the husband that drives local, and he's with his wife, and he didn't do anything.
Well, the difference being they were not a team driver.
Mm-hmm.
He drives one day, she drives the other day. They start and stop from the same location each day. Let's just... For hypothetical situations to hopefully help you understand, they're based out of Dallas. They have a run that will take them to, let's say, Tyler, Texas. and back. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's inside the 100 air miles. They can either log or they can claim the short haul provision. Okay. She takes this run today. He doesn't have anything else to do. She's never been to Tyler. So what he does is he rides along with her. He has no functions that he's doing that day. The next day, it's now his turn to drive. He takes the trip and he goes to Waco. She decides she wants to stay at home. See, that's being the difference. He only drives the runs that he is designated to drive. She drives the runs she's dedicated to drive. They're not out.
They're solo operators.
They're solo operators.
Right.
Where you and your husband
are a team.
I know it, and it is just impossible to stay back here in the sleeper for 20 hours. I mean, the DOT's going to pull you over. Are they going to believe that?
Yes, they are.
I mean, could you stay in a sleeper for 20 hours?
No, I couldn't. No question. No, I think a lot of folks agree with you. It would be really tough to do that.
The only time, Shirley, that I know it would be a problem is if somebody saw, you know, if you were out driving and a trooper passed and saw you over in the front seat and mm-hmm. he stopped you and he said, okay, let me see your logbook, and you showed him your logbook. And your logbook shows that you're in the sleeper berth.
Or off duty.
That's a violation.
All right, Shirley, I got to leave it at that. I appreciate it. That help you a little bit?
No, but okay. Yeah. Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you, Bev. And it's a great question. I mean,
it was.
And you run across this quite a bit.
Yes.
This is stuff that you see on the road there. RJ, you were going to say what?
I was just curious what size her sleeper was.
Okay. Here, I know she's gone. She's gone.
Because they all have big sleepers, right?
Oh, true. But, I mean, her point is that you can't spend 20 hours back in that bunk. You know, that's going to be next to impossible. I mean, a lot of folks say, okay, well.
My sleeper in Old Blue is 24 inches wide.
That's a little coffin you've got back there.
I have had to spend 20 hours in that sleeper.
I imagine so. All right, we're going to break
here. If you had to do it then, you can do it now.
You can do it now. All right, we got a break.